Now to tell you a story. How much it affects you, or bounces right off your mental protections, is entirely up to you. But when the hardware changes, the software's gotta go along. Gradual transformation can be compelling. We sometimes find ourselves seized with the desire to be wholly different from what we normally are. Escapism, as it were. But consider the reverse. To desire to keep your mind just as it was, all throughout the journey into relaxation, but then to experience the drifting change only of your periphery, as though the process of sinking deep into your own relaxing tendencies were exposing you to some kind of radiating alteration, comprised of change and pleasure and deepness permeating you. The thing is, usually when we talk about the pleasure of change and transformation, we speak of a holistically good pleasure which you end up wanting, needing, which ends up changing the way you think about what you're experiencing. Let's try something different this time. Envision your mind just as it is now. A hazy visualization, perhaps, because it can be difficult to examine the instrument using itself. But we know certain facts. Fully aware, fully human, possessed of your normal faculties and desires, and sensibilities and wants. Now that mind is going to relax, sure. If you sit there listening and letting your body undergo the same relaxing shutdown procedures that it does prior to sleep, or prior to a nap, you would eventually reach the overtones of relaxing escapism, which are the norm for this meditative exercise. And that's fine. That'll be fine for our purposes, because that's all your mind is going to experience. A little relaxation, a little simplicity. The environment around you irrelevant, the body simply allowed to fade. You'll remain you, unaltered, unchanged. Whatever descriptions follow of changes to your body, you will nonetheless retain the mind and mindset you have now. Of course, things are never so simple as that. There isn't a clear mind-body divide in us. We may have part of us we think is our conscious mind, our motive force, our decision-making faculty. But we also have tons of things that influence it, subtly and untraceably. The computer of the mind is so complex that its reactions to things can't be perceived in the simple terms we ordinarily do. We simply know where to put our hand to catch a ball, or how to allow electrical impulses flowing from our brains to reach our musculature and induce it to relax, to in fact send a signal to send fewer signals, to cause muscles to simply let go of their tension, at which point all of the built-up friction on those muscles from a long day can dissipate into the air. You know, that feeling we have when we lay down and let our bodies relax is just a subconscious reminder that this feels good. And to feel good is to do something which improves the bodily system you're in, or else to do something which is important and sensual and vital in such a way that your mind sends reward chemicals to the part of you we think of as your conscious brain. So, with that in mind, your mind itself remains. The sparking influences of a body which may become hungry, tired, aroused. These things happen so often that they are below the surface. They are normal and separate from your thinking, rational brain. In the course of a full life, these things happen so powerfully that they actually send you acting on them in subtle ways, even without a conscious decision. Therefore, they're not part of the conscious mind we are protecting and bubbling away. A transformation which comes with baggage is what we'll discuss, with elements and motifs you already know about. It'd be like that, it'd be a subtle thing separate from the conscious mind, yet nonetheless weighing on it, like the deeper subconscious urges of arousal and hunger and tiredness, and the pleasure of relaxation. Even if we protect your original consciousness, the kernel of intelligent and intelligible thought, we might not be doing you a favor, There could be disparities introduced by the friction between the new form, the mindset assumed, and what originally existed. You'll end up in a container that has different ideas about what's going to happen, or that feels things more powerfully even as you remain fully conscious. For example, though relaxation permeates your body and the warmth of it makes you sink, your mind preserved away, nothing about it can be changed by the process we will now undergo. Think of it as the software. Your brain interprets signals being sent by the rest of your body, input devices, the hardware on which your brain runs and from which and to which it can send commands. But you are still experiencing it. Sensations from flesh, hormone receptors, lots of things tied into how your brain responds. Let's think about how you would respond if the hardware, the body feeling the sensations and reacting to them, were changed. The signal might be stronger or weaker, different in a changed body, the receptors aligned differently, so nerve impulses which arrive feel like different things. Even if by some process, technological or psychological, your mind were shielded from change, the container being changed would change the contents as well, altering them by giving new perceptions. With this interlude ever in mind, we set the scene. But your mind, of course, can be altered by you anyway. External alteration requires me to use the existing hardware to do what that hardware is already aligned to do, capable of doing, to the programming inside, your own mind. If you're determined to not have anything change, to not have anything within your innermost kernel of thought conceptualized here become anything else, well, you can attempt to insulate it, of course, to hold it apart and aloof. But that means all changes will be aimed at your body, changing the inputs, the aforementioned hardware. And with you fixated on keeping your mind inviolate and unaltered, there's less in the way of altering those other things. Your body will be more open to transformation because you have taken those signals, the capability of your body to send signals to your brain, and considered it unimportant. What's important to you is protecting and isolating your mind from alteration. But you may find yourself open to changes outside that kernel of intelligent thought, leaving instead a body. Yes, if you're open to alterations to body, you may find body and mind hard to separate. After all, if your mind associates intense pleasure or a sense of inescapability with the body you end up in when we're done, those associations will be no less real inside your head. There will be alterations to your mind done by your mind itself. If you associate a certain shape with a kind of inescapable pleasure, a kind of enjoyment, fetished or otherwise, if you associate your own changes with pleasure, well, I'm not altering your mind if your mind provides the pleasure itself. All I've got to do is get the container to the right place, in the right fantasy, and you'll do the rest. With these meditations in mind, still, see the vision I lay out for you. Accept it as desirable. Realize you are on a slow, coasting journey into pleasure and trance and deepness, where your mind is protected, but its perception of the hardware, its feeling of stimulation and simulation from the outside, and even the shape it seems to take, may be altered as we go. Deepness and blankness. A place where you simply let yourself be blank, pet. And you proceed. A sense of motion. A pleasant rocking. A moving back and forth with ease and soothing warmth radiating through you. Your skin tingles with potential. You don't know where the sensation originated. But you know you like it. Even if it leads your body somewhere deep, where change can take hold. Alteration is normal, and the mind is along for the ride.